This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind that fit my dreams and plans.
All right, folks, we're back live. Thank you for joining us.
We're living, takes the wind from the sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. God,
heir of the great Nazi fortunes and great stolen hordes, they took to Luxembourg, the biggest money laundering operation on the planet. He says he'll break up the United States using political forces. And, of course, Turkey says they'll break up the EU or have their Islamists burn everything down if the EU doesn't capitulate to them. I love how it's all these different thug groups and criminal groups threatening each other. And you know, when I say Turkey threatened, quote, holy war to overthrow Europe if they don't let more Muslims in, which is, why would you do that? They're holding you hostage already. It's not going to get better. Or that Juncker has come out in a speech saying, we'll break up the United States, meddling in our internal affairs. It sounds like a lie when I say it. But it's the top of Drudge. It's officially released by him. Of course, I already knew this was all happening, but you see, that's why they got to bring down InfoWars. Because everything we've talked about that was under the waves, submerged, is now emerging. It was always there. And people were like, it's exactly what he said. Word for word, coming up out of the water. Well, does he have X-ray vision? No. The globalists think you're stupid, and they write white papers to themselves, and then they write stuff for the public. And for the public, we'll have some narcissistic tart up there, you know, doing selfies with blown up ugly, you know, lips with a bunch of injections. And they'll have some idiot sports team running around with guys slapping each other on the butts. And then they'll, you know, they'll have some other stupid diversions or Nostradamus crap. And then meanwhile, the EU was set up. Oh, I forgot this. See, that's the problem with the history lesson. That's how my memory works. I'm like, Juncker, I know he's the head of the EU. He used to be the head of Luxembourg. I know he's nobility out of Germany and Alsatian. And then, yeah, sure enough, Alsatian on one side, top advisor to Hitler, his wife's father, oh, his family, the richest, probably the second or third richest Germans, German royalty, the heads of Prussia, the Prussian royal family, the military state of Germany was Prussia. That's what they did. Everything you saw pour out in World War I and pour out in World War II came right out of that mouth. And then they capture all this, and then it just hit me. It's undebatable that the EU was a Nazi project that they had planned once they had everybody capitulate. And then they were going to depopulate everywhere else with vaccines that had delayed kill in them. By the way, folks, I didn't read hundreds of books on World War II because I was even into the Nazis. People say, oh, you must like the Nazis. No. It was so interesting. Once you read one, you had to read another. And then the footnotes and the facts and all the mind war and atomic weapons races and all the craziness that went on behind the scenes, I learned how the world really worked. I can walk right in, lawyers, judges, you name it, anything. I read 500 books. I'm not even exaggerating. Probably more. Hell, I've got 200 World War II encyclopedias in this building. And I didn't realize by studying that, I knew the future. All because I was like 6 years old. My dad wouldn't buy me toys or other stuff, but I saw a Time Life books ad for Time Life World War II, just a European theater. So it was a whole set. They used to be in my office. Somebody put them somewhere. There was a whole set. It was like 30 of them. A whole set of, you know, that's for the internet, folks. It was encyclopedias. And then my dad, like, you like those? And he was just like, anytime, you want those encyclopedias? It was like, yes, I want encyclopedias. He wouldn't give anything but encyclopedias. Encyclopedias were just everywhere in the house. Oh, encyclopedias. I mean, I probably read more than 500 books. And the crazy thing is, now I know how everything works.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Best-selling author and has a lot of great intel, a lot of smart folks, obviously, over the years. So you ought to have this guy on. Of course, that's going back like 15 years, but he certainly knows what he's talking about. He's predicted so much of what's happening. If you just joined us, it's up on Infowars.com. It's the top story on DrudgeReport.com. EU boss will break up America. Jean-Claude Junckers of the Russian, hating Nazi command base that was Prussia during World War II. They took over Luxembourg. So he's basically been the king of Luxembourg. Now he's the king of the EU. The unelected EU bureaucracy appointed him the head of the commission that rules over the ceremonial elected parliament. And he said, we'll come in with our politicos and break up America. Now you can laugh at that. I do at certain levels, but here's the problem. They're working with the big banks that are trying to kill the Trump recovery and putting out all this incredibly negative news that you know, the economy's going to implode because Trump's going to go to jail and he's a Russian agent. When we have these open globalist agents, and literally, this guy's whole family, from the research, were top Nazis. His dad, ultra-rich, helped put Hitler in power, called all their airplanes, Heil Hitler model this, Heil Hitler model that, in runes. 88 this, 88 that. I mean, it's Nazi royalty. If you had to say, who are the heirs of the Nazis, you would say Jean-Claude Juncker. Tied into family ties to the Angel of Death, Joseph Mengele. And then his wife, her father was Hitler's right-hand man. Go look it up. We just covered it last hour. So you have the literal, unelected son of the top royal Nazi line. Above the law, diplomatic immunity, royalty didn't touch him. They ruled Prussia for hundreds of years. Germania was a bunch of little sub-states under Catholic rule. Then it became the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. Study the history. But it was all ruled out of Germany. And the military technology and systems and psychiatry and mind war and everything. You just can't make this up. And so he is a dictator with a Chinese dictator at Davos on the same stage saying, we'll stop Donald Trump. Do Americans have any instincts, any nationalism? They don't want us to have an economy. They want us sold out. They want us controlled. That's some of the news up on Infowars.com right now. And the reason I went off on this today was obviously he made those statements, but expanding on that, I pointed out that George Soros was a Nazi collaborator who actually helped go around and betray and round up his fellow Jews by the thousands and says he's not sad for it or sorry for it on a 60 Minutes interview. And so he's worshipped by the ADL. You got to ask, who is the ADL when they give him awards? It's the same craziness. And they don't stop there. If you're a new listener hearing this, I'm not joking. Just search engine 60 Minutes. George Soros is proud of using Nazis to survive, as he put it. So I point out that there's this Jewish mafia that worked with the Nazis to oppress Jews and rob them of their money. And the Forward comes out, the biggest Jewish newspaper, and attacks me, basically saying it's anti-Semitic. There you go, folks. Hacked Soros emails reveal plans to fight Israel's racist policies and end the Jewish state. Jerusalem Post. So, see, you want to end Israel, you get awards from the ADL. But if you actually aren't anti-Semitic, then you get called an anti-Semite. George Soros criticized by pro-Israel groups as conspiracy theorists seize on Open Society Foundation leak. Oh, we're conspiracy theorists because we can read where he says, get rid of Israel. Oh, and then Muslims have been saying they want to turn England into an Islamic country. And we played a clip off CNN where they were saying that. And then the Daily Beast comes out and inverts reality and says, Alex, relax. Nobody's going to take over England when the Muslims all over the world say that's their aim and their goal. And they're announcing that. And we were playing chants of them saying, get out of England. It's ours now. We played all those videos of it, that this is happening. And they act like it's crazy and it's not happening. Says, keep calm, Alex Jones. The Queen is not being pressured to convert to Islam. And then they make joke memes showing Prince Charles saying he converted to Islam in Saudi Arabia and being made an honorary member of the royal family over there. In fact, I forgot that. When you search engine Prince Charles in Islamic attire or Saudi Arabian garb, they set up Saudi Arabia. They're the ones driving radical Islam all over the world to conquer things. Of course they've let it in. It's their little authoritarian attack dog. But again, I'm cursed with knowing history. So I guess I should be calm because the Queen's got it all in hand, doesn't she? After all, she's another Transylvanian fake German fake Brit. Like the Junkers. There's Prince Charles in his Islamic garb. His Saudi Arabian garb. and has been inducted into the Saudi royal family. So he's just a member of the Saudi royal family. No big deal. I'm a complete cook. There's no connection. British intelligence created Saudi Arabia. On record. Created it. And then had them invade Turkey again. Oh, but the Muslims aren't going to take over. We're going to skip a break so we have more time with Rawls. The Muslims aren't taking over anywhere. Ha, ha, ha. Erdogan last week, not once but twice, and then his foreign minister threatened Europe with, quote, a jihad holy war, burning down their cities if they don't do whatever they say. And that means open the border up and give them more money. We'll flood you and burn everything down if you don't let more of us in. And then put everybody on welfare and let them send their money back to Turkey. Because the Muslims never take over anywhere. They just took over the Eastern Holy Roman Empire that was the Byzantine Empire. It was called Constantinople. It now has another name. These are facts, 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 facts. But they call being informed, hell, having a doctorate in history, they probably call that a conspiracy theory. Knowing how to read and write is a conspiracy theory. So, here's the bottom line. We're going to get into the whole fake Russian investigation, Republicans piling on, the massive cutting off of people being able to advertise on Google, the open calls to censors, Soros' disinfo. The Republicans did not vote to repeal web browsing laws. The Democrats, I looked it up, are just saying that. It's a Soros lie. Just like they said that, oh, they're ending net neutrality. No, they called net neutrality the FCC and the FEC taking over free speech. Okay, they said, we'll ban Alex Jones, we'll ban Matt Drudge. They stated that. So they spin the Republicans reversing this as a takeover. So it's all branding. That's why the pro-InfoWars, pro-Drudge FCC members left, and he said, things are a lot better now. I can move on to private industry. They go, oh my God, he was going to free speech. He's the one that stopped them already shutting us down 2 years ago. So they're trying to shut us down, but they don't want us to be cause celebs, because that's pretty sexy when folks are trying to shut you down. Everybody goes, hey, what is it they don't want me to see? So they go, oh, we're going to shut you down, but we never said it. You're a kook and you're crazy. So, again, we're running a special that's going to end tomorrow, because, quite frankly, we're about to run out of super male vitality. We might have enough to go through Sunday. The great concentrated herbs. X2 is 30% off, along with BioTrue, Selenium, the already discounted prices. You can get those two together or independently, 30% off. Learn about the good halogen. Support the broadcast. Do yourself a favor. Get it today and help us continue in the face of all these attacks to stay the same size and hopefully grow in the face of the enemy. Big fish eat little fish. We need to get bigger. That's what we do. You know, they're the globalists. They're the Hydra. So we've learned from them. Cut one head off, 10 more sprout. 4.9 review on Power Reviews. It has the highest review of anything on Power Reviews. Nothing's got 4.9. It's normally $64. Get the combo for $34. Folks, same type of selenium from mustard seed in a plastic bottle, not a glass bottle, is $39.95. Ours is $19.95 with a 30% discount. You get it with X2, it's $34. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, we're going to cover the waterfront 5 minutes the next hour with our guest. I'm going to skip this break so we have more time. He, of course, is James Wesley Rawls, best-selling author, researcher, one of the top survival sites out there, survivalblog.com, probably the biggest, former Army intelligence, a lot of folks, even currently in the government, you know, tell me this is really a dead-on guy. But I've been saying that for like 15, 16 years, or maybe 20 years he's been on. I don't know, he's been on forever. But he helped popularize the Liberty Movement and novels he's been writing for, 25, 26 years. James Wesley Rawls, survivalblog.com, joining us from an undisclosed location. And you kind of heard me set the table here, but I don't want to just sit here like a chihuahua barking, saying we're under attack, somebody's breaking in the front door. But I am now, I don't want to talk about myself, but we have to. Why are they so scared of InfoWars? Because we research their own documents. We have guests on like Mr. Rawls. We have this brain trust. They know the military's listening. They know the CIA's listening. They know that all over the world, we're exposing their program. And so I don't want other people to go, oh, you're so wonderful, other people to research what we've said, and then do your own research and then put out your own variant of what we're doing. I want competition. I want to be made obsolete because that's when I'm safe for my children and myself. I'm totally mission-driven, but we must get this up. But we must also tell you, Alpha Base is under attack, folks. This is the Alpha Base. This is the main resistance. I never knew this would happen. I didn't want this to happen. I don't want to be charging in, kicking the door down first every time. Believe me, I'm not, you know, but as a man, I've got to do this. And I'm here to tell you, the only person attacked more than Donald Trump is Alex Jones now. And I'm proud of that at a certain level, but I don't like that mantle. And so selfishly, I want to ask you, what do you make of what's going on? The attacks everywhere, the move to crack down, the blustering by the globalists, the attempt to implode the markets, which is their real power, the arrogance that they're the ones trying to implode it, but they think they'll get away with it and blame it on Trump. I mean, they are so criminal and so reckless and so foaming at the mouth right now. James Leslie Rawls, let's look at big picture. And then what is it InfoWars is doing that makes them so angry? That's key. Not to say, oh, look, we're the biggest swing, and you know what? It's about what are we doing that has them shaking in their boots. James Leslie Rawls.
Well, Alex, I think that the truth is what really has them scared. And it's people like you who are champions of the truth that are striking absolute fear in their hearts. Because once the truth comes out as to what they really have planned and how they are conspiring against the Trump administration and against the liberty movement in general and against bloggers and journalists and video bloggers in particular, then they're going to lose all credibility and they will lose the information war. That's where they stand. That's what they stand to lose right now. And they're in absolute panic mode.
Let me ask you this question. I'll say this because you were in the Army. I was a big critic of the Army being for martial law drills with Obama and others before him, like Clinton. And the media would always sell that I was just anti-military. Of course I was, and I was anti an unconstitutional mission. But the Marines are great. The Navy's doing great stuff. Other folks are doing things. But I never see the Air Force. I love the Air Force, but I never see the Air Force politically doing anything. The Army, I know it was the first thing founded in America on July 4, 1776, the commission, George Washington. But the Army's done so many horrible things, obviously, under global control. Maybe that's why they're so awake, but it's the Army everywhere behind the scenes blocking the New World Order right now. I know you've got a lot of connections to that, at least in the past. Do you concur with that, and why is that the case?
Yes. In fact, a lot of the people that were in my year group when I was commissioned are now colonels and even brigadier generals. And what I'm hearing from them is that they are not going along with the program. They've recognized what's going on. They're awake. They're alert. And they're not going to put up with martial law. They're not going to just passively go along and say, oh, well, we're just obeying orders. These are intelligent, articulate people who see the big picture, and they are ready to stand in the gap if that happens. If there's orders for martial law and it's not a constitutional order, they're going to be the very first to say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to obey that order.
I'm not saying this for bluster for David Brock, who I know works for the Democrats openly, and Soros, but it's crazy. It's not, I would say, the entire combat arms and the fourth branch of the military, the CIA now, almost everyone's anti-globalist, and the words come down from the CIA, the generals, everybody. They try to kill Trump or move for martial law. Everybody, wipe them out. And I'm not. And the point is, these are all people like Tonto, the hero of 13 hours. I mean, he's on air without me asking him to say it. I'm ready. They tried. I'm coming. And they come after you, I'm coming for them. These aren't people playing games. I don't think the globalists realize what they set off here.
Right. And they're up against people who are very well trained. They understand both strategy and tactics. And when it comes, when push comes to shove, they're going to, I think, stand on the right side of this equation. And the globalists have every reason to be scared because they're not going to stand up to that. Now, the officer corps in the United States military has traditionally been very apolitical. And in fact, the whole military is structured to de-emphasize politics. I'm not saying that there's going to be a 7 days in May type scenario, but.
Sure. The point is that it's so clear we're being taken over by foreign powers. It's cut and dry. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if there's a coup on the part of folks inside the Beltway, I don't preclude the notion of a counter coup coming from within the United States military. And I think it'll start first, not at the Pentagon, but at the divisional and lower levels of the U.S. military, in the combat arms, in combat support, and in combat service support, there's going to be a counter coup that will be unstoppable. Because let's face it, they cannot institute martial law unless people at field grade and company grade go along with it.
And by the way, I'm sad we have to talk like this now. This is not something I've done in 20 years on air, but we're having to now, 22 years on air, because I'm sure you've seen, James, they're all over the elite publications saying they're intending to organize a coup against Trump, physical if need be, and they're not going to let him testify and defend himself. So I think clearly they'll kill him. Tell me if you think I'm wrong. They try a coup. He's going to, quote, get killed in the fighting or, you know, whatever. But pray that doesn't happen. But they are now saying, you, COG, bring in the shadow government, remove all the Republicans in Congress, basically, except for a few that go along with it. And this is in the Atlantic Monthly. This is in elite publications. They are green-lighting this. When they start promoting something in public, folks, that means they're, like, trying to normalize it for all the people that have cold feet. And I'm telling people that have cold feet on this, you better have cold feet, because I'm all in, and so are the Patriots. And I'd say 80% chance you get your asses handed to you big time and quickly, and then the gloves are off. And I don't want this to happen. I know behind the scenes, Trump gave them a chance, like Napoleon, into absentia, being sent off into, you know, an island or whatever. Mm-hmm. He gave the globalists a chance just to stop it. He said, you're getting even richer under a good economy. Goldman Sachs has made his biggest profits ever the last few months, just off the recovery. Just stop it. And Trump can't believe how evil they are. They just know. They're not, and they want to kill him. They're trying to organize it. And I'm not wanting some, you know, fascist uprising like the film you mentioned or anything. They're organizing a criminal action in front of us. They're not trying to do it to precipitate us to do something. I've looked at it, James. They're doing it because they really mean to do it. They are really that crazy.
I think you're right, Alex. The level of commitment on the side of the globalists is so strong now that they're willing to risk it all to see their end game played out. But the American citizenry, and as I mentioned before, the officer corps within the United States Army and the United States Marine Corps is not going to put up with it. It's just not going to happen.
Well, the Marines have stood up as well, and I guess they're a lot smaller, so that's why the Army, I see most of it from the Army. What's going on in the other branches? A little bit from the Navy, nothing from the Air Force. I mean, it was an Air Force intelligence officer who was retired, a deputy fire chief that helped me get set up and helped advise me on some basic things. So I guess you could say InfoWars kind of got started by a former intelligence officer in the Air Force. He helped, Vic Vreeland. But,
it's important to remember that the United States has traditionally been a naval power, not a land-based army power. Our greatest strength was back when we had a 600-ship Navy. We're still a very powerful naval power. And the other thing that's really important to consider is it's the Navy and the Air Force that hold the strategic weapons, the nuclear weapons. And that really is the real linchpin, because if things completely come unglued and we have a situation where a usurper administration comes into office and they try to use nuclear weapons in a provocation, I don't think they're going to have the cooperation of the Navy.
Well, that's my question. I've seen more action from the Army and Marines. From your intel, where is the Navy? Where is the Air Force?
From what I've heard, and granted, I was an Army officer. I wasn't in either of those services. But from what I've heard, from within, I have a couple of sources inside the Pentagon. The Navy and Air Force general officers aren't going along with this either. They're wondering how far they're going to push, how hard they're going to push before they'll be pushed back. And at this point, I think there's some very quiet maneuvering going on and alignment within the Pentagon and at the lower level, at the core level and divisional level within the Army and in the major commands within the Navy and Air Force. Those general officers are basically lining up one way or the other. And I've got to tell you, the vast majority of them are in favor of restoration of constitutional government, not continuity of bad government.
That's right. James Wesley Rawls is our guest. You see, Trump, folks, was a response to the globalist final takeover of America. It wasn't even Trump taking America over. It was a desperate attempt to stop this takeover, and now we're in the main battle. We'll be back with James Wesley Rawls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, Matt Drudge is super smart. I don't think anybody needs to be told that to know that. But I had such frustration with Rand Paul when we supported him for the Senate, and they had people in KKK outfits trying to pose as his supporters and all sorts of, you know, disinfo. Paul stood up against it boldly. He won because he was anti-establishment, anti-globalist. And then he just kind of went sideways. Good policies, but just kind of sideways the last couple of years, and kind of tried to curry to the mainstream media. But now that he's come out and tried to shoot down this healthcare reform, great job. Now that he is just getting so hardcore on so many issues, it is very exciting to see his star rising again very, very quickly, because it would have been Rand Paul in office right now, folks. if he wouldn't have kind of turned his back on the Tea Party and drunk the Kool-Aid that he was a big U.S. senator. He never sold out on issues. He just, as a doctor, and, you know, as somebody growing up in Texas and then Kentucky, Southerners kind of tend to sometimes, if they're not all acting like a crazy gorilla like I do, to kind of become the genteel gentleman. Oh, let us, like Walter Jones, a really great guy, incredible courage. He's just so polite and so nice. It just, he gets stuff done, but it just, you need some fireworks. And I love Jones. He's just such a gentleman. People want down in the mud. They want bare knuckles. They want Donald Trump, but with the brain of Rand Paul on policy. Because Rand Paul can run circles around people. He actually goes like a doctor and studies hours a day, everything. Just, I mean, his dad's the same way. He'll be, it's almost kind of OCD. The Pauls are just constantly reading and wanting to know stuff and reading textbooks and everything else. Drudge sees that. These guys are doctors, folks. They come from hardworking farmer stock. We share a strong mutual admiration. Rand Paul details meeting with Matt Drudge in Washington. Business Insider, it's up on Infowars.com. Just remember, everything we're doing, they're trying to block. Everything we're saying, they're trying to block. It is an act of defiance against the globalists when you post our videos, send out links, when you, on your phone, turn on your notifications so that you get our YouTube videos. Because what they do is they don't outright ban us to our 4 million subscribers on our YouTube channels, 2 plus million on one channel. They just go in and turn your notification off. And we've learned they're doing it every week now. So you've got to keep turning it on. And they only do it for my videos and Paul Watson's. And they admit they are. So they're quietly trying to strangle us, get our oxygen level down before they finally cut our head off. And believe me, they're attacking us all points of the compass right now. Our fight is your fight. And that's not some rhetoric. That's the truth. So here's the deal. We're going back to James Lizzie Rawls. I need your prayers. I need your support. And I need you to financially go to InfoWarsStore.com. And there's this great fire starter product that's made right here in America that we sell cheaper than they sell it in survival stores. Veteran-owned and operated, made in the USA. Fire starter, fiber light, finely ground wood, fiber, and wax. One tiny pinch is like a candle for a couple minutes, and one spark lights it. So you got to be careful. But this is something in high wind, you name it. This is old-fashioned stuff. This is actually a recipe that's thousands of years old from Europe. The Chinese had similar things. We're bringing back the old stuff that works better than anything else. And folks would carry in a little container of just a little bit of this, and this is what they would use to start fires. And it works so much better than spraying some lighter fluid on the ground and trying to light it or whatever. You take a pinch of this, get it going, put some grass around it, twigs, boom. It's $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. There's thousands of items there, the best water filtration systems. Books, films, novels. We've got 30% off, great, highest quality selenium and the good halogen, Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. For $34, getting both bottles of that. I mean, that's it's already discounted. It's like half off, really. But we need your support, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Kydex holsters. We've got the lowers, a new Victory Series limited edition in. We've got so much, but bottom line, Trump isn't perfect, folks, but God, he's night and day to the globalist. And we got the Trump Pence 2020 shirt, navy blue, red, white, and blue. We need, the shirt's $9.95. It's a limited edition. Infowars.com's on the back. Meet like-minded people. Spread the word and stand up for free speech now more than ever. Everybody claims they want to save the country. Everybody claims they want to move into the future. Everybody claims they want to defeat these tyrants that admittedly want to make us poor and control everybody and want to create racial and cultural division, all the horrors of being slaves under the New World Order, then now's the time to financially support InfoWars.com and to get Mr. Rawls' novels. Read them and then hand them over to somebody else that reads. The novels are a great way with real-world stuff to give you a lot of classified info that would be classified. Just a lot of key information, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, survivalblog.com is his site. Now, before we go any further, because I want to cover a lot with him. He kind of joins us once a month and co-host. If you just joined us, the most elite East Coast establishment publication is, from my research, Atlantic Monthly. Foreign Affairs is a CFR, but it's more of a periodical. It's a book, comes out every 2 months. But there's only four or five of these, okay? They, every issue are martial law, overthrow Trump, time to kill him. Their surrogates are everywhere saying it in pop culture. They got TV shows getting you ready for it, where a nuke goes off and, you know, Kiefer Sutherland's the new designate. They're saying remove all the Republicans, have 6 months where they reorganize and have a new Homeland Security run election. Remember Obama put in place before he left? Federalization of the elections and all 50 attorney generals, even Democrats, that the state said, well, this is unprecedented. You can't do this. This ends the republic. People said, oh, don't worry. Oh, Trump's going to get in. He's got maybe one or two levels in. Everybody else ignores the orders. There's full mutiny. Again, these aren't words. I don't have words to tell you how bad it is. I'm not trying to be negative. We've got major beachheads. The enemy is demoralized. But they're so desperate, they're trying to blow the economy to make Trump look bad admitting it. They've got Jean-Claude Juncker, the super Nazi heir, that is basically the king of Luxembourg that they hijacked in World War II. You're like, where's the Nazi wealth? Right there. I mean, you can't make this up. He thinks he's better than us. And he's so arrogant, he threatened Trump, a real German, not a Transylvanian like Juncker. Nothing against Hungarians and Romanians, but man, stop posing as Germans and stop posing as Brits. I'm just sick of it. Look at Donald Trump. That's what a German looks like. It doesn't look like Juncker. You want to know what a Welsh looks like? Go to Wales. People look like me. I'm just so sick of the fact that they even blame Germans. The Nazis were a bunch of Transylvanian trash, folks. And that's where you get the legends of all that crap, because they're a bunch of filth. Because they picked up all the Islamic garbage during those wars, feeding the Muslims for hundreds of years. They turned into it. Let's go back and look at Juncker, and then I'm going to our guest. Look at Juncker, and then look at Prince Charles, and then look at Vlad, paintings of Count Dracula. They all are the same genetic type, because they're all related. Now let's look up Count Dracula. Absolutely, yes, Vlad the Impaler, which is also Count Dracula. It's the same guy. Count Dracula is a Bram Stoker, a fictionalized deal, but based on a real guy. He didn't really live forever, but he did drink blood. So the point is that now Prince Charles is directly related to him, and he hails that as his original bloodline and lives there part of the year in Count Dracula's castle. Let's Google that. Prince Charles has moved to, again, if you're new listeners, this sounds completely insane. Let me go back to our guest. I apologize I'm running over, but he is here for commentary. He can even go in the next hour with us if he wants. James Wesley Rawls, I'm ranting here. I just want folks to know this is the enemy. This is the threat. This is what we're facing. I don't make this stuff up. This is out of their mouths. Go ahead. So, just the magnitude of where we are. If we don't get this out, if we don't expose this, they're just going to promote it to their people with no opposition. I mean, I don't know how the FBI, who we know is controlled, is even allowing people like the former deputy defense secretary to try to organize a military overthrow of the president. That's in the newspaper. Go ahead.
Well, I think you're right. We do need to get the word out. And at this point, at this stage of the information war, the powers that be are doing their very best to silence bloggers, video bloggers, talk show hosts, people like you. They want to shut us down, and they started out with the whole fake news campaign, where they are basically ignoring their own fake news and trying to make anyone in the alternative media out to look like fake news. And then once they've identified who they consider to be fake news, then they went on a campaign of trying to first discredit and demonetize all alternative media. And I think their end game is going to be an attempt to actually pull the plug on alternative media. Outlets like Facebook and YouTube have already been playing all kinds of games with stopping feeds, with demonetizing, with requiring people to sign a statement that they're you need to click approval that you're visiting a fake news site before they'll let you subscribe to a particular
site. They've been doing that to InfoWars. And by the way, put it back on screen. Daily Mail, Associated Press. He's moved back to Transylvania, lives there part of the year, and yearns for Transylvania, where he believes, again, his soul is. The Prince of Wales, 10-year battle to protect Dracula's home, and is yearning for Transylvania. He has moved in, I saw the PBS special, into Dracula's castle. Does that not show how insane these people are?
It's pretty nuts to think that here we've got a descendant of Vlad Tepes who wants to follow in his footsteps. But it shows you just how absolutely power mad and corrupt some of these people are.
And let's explain. They came and took over Germany, too. So let's hand it to the Transylvanian royalty. But, I mean, since you're obviously a smart guy as well, tell folks about Vlad the Impaler briefly.
Well, Vlad the Impaler got the name because in quelling any uprisings in his region, he was famous for having the heads cut off of his opponents, putting them on pikes, and then staking those pikes around the perimeter of his castle. So all the heads of his victims were staring out at his countrymen as a reminder of what would happen if you went up against him.
And you're being PG.
That's where he got the Vlad the Impaler.
You're being PG. He would also put them live on a pole. There's middle-aged sketchings of that.
Yeah, that was the alternate method. He was about as brutal and ruthless as any ruler has ever been. He was the worst of the worst. And unfortunately, it's that same mindset that is infecting the powers that be, that the folks behind the scenes in organizations like the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations and so forth, that they want global governance and they don't care what it takes to get it, and they are willing to resort to any means, even if that means starting another world war or crashing the global economy. Whatever it takes, they'll do whatever it takes to make it happen. But it all comes back to the information war, which we are winning, but I don't think we've seen the final battle yet. I think the next step is going to be attempting to zero, not just limit the income, but zero the income of anyone in the alternative media.
Which Drudge, a year and a half ago, coming here, warned us exclusively, he was told by the Supreme Court Justice, the other conservative that isn't dead, was told, this is coming, they're going to use copyright, all this other stuff to shut you down, and now that's unfolding. And again, Drudge went on to say, after you're put in an electronic gulag, the next thing is they start arresting people. So folks have to understand, this is a total battle to the end. For yourself, your family, everybody, when you go on message boards, when you go out on YouTube yourself, you may not be being censored and launch a new fresh channel and call it Puppy Dogs and Daisies, but it's really Alex Jones videos. We'll see one of my videos that somebody names Puppy Dogs and Daisies get 5 million views when the same video on my channel gets 100,000 because they are blocking us. They admit they're blocking us because they don't want you to know that Jean-Claude Juncker, that just announced that he wants to break the United States up using economic warfare. The head of the EU is an unelected dictator and the heir to the major Nazi fortunes of World War II and rules as a royalty, Luxembourg. I mean, this is a joke. Some guy in a tax-exempt kingdom runs the EU and is threatening us. I mean, you know what? Get in the boxing ring, Jean-Claude Junkers. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I'm sick of these people.
Well, I think we're all sick of them, Alex. We're really seeing the end game of the information war starting to play out. And it's interesting to see that there's collusion between the shadow government and these corporations that run the organizations like Facebook, YouTube, Amazon.com. Most of these corporations are headquartered in California. They're run by ultra-liberals like the Zuckerbergs of the world. And they are more dramatically turning the screws on the alternative media. Most recently, as of the 1st of March, Amazon completely changed its structure for anyone who's an Amazon associate. A lot of bloggers and video bloggers make their living by having links to Amazon products. They cut that revenue in half very quietly with no public announcement. They just did it. They just cut cut all the bloggers' income in half. And I have no doubt that they had conservative bloggers in mind when they did that, because they had some of the most influential sites and some of the most heavily visited sites. Well, the way they restructured their commissions, it was no longer based on volume. They made it a straight commission, and most of those commissions dropped to 4%. So I think they definitely want to silence the blogging community, the video blogging community. A lot of those video bloggers are reposting InfoWars, for example. They're reposting InfoWars segments. So it's really obvious what's going on. But again, we haven't seen the end of it yet, and I think in its final stages, we'll see absolute cutoffs, banning of entire sites. Both your website and mine were both included in that list that came out from Harvard University a couple of weeks ago, where we're named as we're on their bad boy list. I think that the final step is going to be completely zeroing out all income for bloggers, video bloggers.
I know for a fact the Democratic Party has their top people.
Cutting us off completely. Cutting off all access.
Well, that's right. The Democratic Party is behind the scenes organizing and admitting that their plan is to shut us off and destroy us. And hell, David Brock just admits that. Here's the thing. Congress has to move against this and stop being on the defensive with all this made-up Russian crap. The Republicans have to get on the offensive. The problem is so many of them are sold out and controlled as well. I want to play a video that's up on InfoWars.com. It's shocking. But everybody should spread this, because this is what Marie Le Pen has been indicted for in France. This is what Geert Wilders has gotten indicted for, is just showing videos of Muslims hurting women or killing gays. That's anti-Islam. And we now have Facebook shamefully working with Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and others, saying, we'll report people in your country that criticize you so they can be taken and have their heads cut off. I mean, that's just like helping China round up Chinese dissidents. I mean, the nakedness of the authoritarianism is dizzying, and it just shows what they would do to us if they could get away with it. So we're not looking for an offensive attack. But remember, women aren't allowed to go out in public without a man chaperone, and now the men chaperones beat them in public. They're treated as less than animals, and this is what feminists at major events have them put hijabs on. They chant Allah Akbar at these events with their breast hanging out. They'd be killed instantly. In these countries, it is literally a cuckold, twisted, spoiled, rotten trendies in D.C., a small memorial of the 150 million killed by communists, being spit on, pissed on, flipped off by trendies. And then I saw it on Facebook being praised. Oh, yeah, screw them. You know, good, communism, let's kill more. They're always little wimps, never been in a fight. And they're trying to start a fight with 150 million armed people. Almost all the combat vets are on our side. And what they don't get is there's a reason you don't target people's families and you have chivalry. It's not because people weren't mean. It's because you want your family safe. The globalists just keep pushing and pushing, James. They're going to do false flags and try to blame it on us. Noam Chomsky says Trump is. The false flags bringing all the Muslims in. Then they're going to blow stuff up. Then they try to take our rights. But I just don't think they know what they've gotten into, just like they were delusional with the election. But that's my concern, is it's like them trying to start a war with Russia. Okay, we've got some advanced laser stuff that can shoot down a lot of their missiles. You're not going to stop them all. Nobody survives a nuclear war. Don't do it. There's a madness. And Chomsky says we shouldn't attack the elites now. Alex Jones is attacking the elites. That's wrong. They're innocent. Oh, globalism is good. I mean, it's just crazy. What do you say to all that?
Well, it shows you just how radically things are spinning out of control for the power elite. They panicked when Trump got elected. They're scrambling to try to reconsolidate power. They're attempting to set up a shadow government. They're doing their very best to torpedo the alternative media. They're doing their very best to vilify the entire Trump cabinet, especially people like Steve Bannon, where they're in an out-and-out war against the entire patriot movement, against the bedrock culture of this country, and they don't care what they have to do. It's one of those ends justify the means kind of situations for them. So just beware, folks. The war on the media is really not ended. It's going to get worse. People need to set up alternative communications amongst themselves. It may come down to actually handing around copies of videos on DVDs before it's all over.
And by the way, if folks get demoralized by that, if they go into that climate, people will pass around something printed off on your computer that you saved 20 times like it's gold. See, that's the real danger for the globalists. Their admission they're censoring. Their admission they're proving themselves to China by censoring Europe doesn't have the danger of turning us into the true rock stars, which I don't even want. The point is, when they try to suppress something, it makes it blow up. So they're on a dangerous road.
Right. They're trying to demonize us, but if they push too hard, you're right, they're going to make people hungry for the truth, and there's going to be a true counterculture in America where folks are organizing at the grassroots level and saying, hey, here's the real truth. The mass media is lying to us. So folks need to be ready to use alternate means to get information out there. I have a feeling that YouTube is going to be the real hatchet man in all of this. When they try to cut off all alternative media, I think YouTube is going to be the main portal that they're going to use for control. So it's important that people get used to and bookmark sites like VidMe. It's VID.ME. That's Victor India Delta dot Mike Echo. VidMe. Bookmark that site, folks, because YouTube may soon go completely vanilla on you, and there will be no more InfoWars on YouTube. You've got to bookmark these alternate sites because they're not under the same corporate control as the sites like Facebook and YouTube.
And the crazy part is they're attacking us on all these platforms, like CNN attacked me last night. They called like 30 minutes before the show to act like they got comment when they didn't. They just want to act like they're still journalists. So they're going to attack us and lie about us everywhere and then not even let us respond and then shut us off from the digital soapbox that's the Internet.
Right. And history has shown that when the soapbox is taken away and the jury box is taken away, that only leaves the cartridge box.
I talked to a lot of military people that are smart. And they say it seems almost like a setup against the left. But no, it's just arrogance. The way they're starting to fight with the most trained, aggressive, patriot system in the world and cornering us. I mean, I don't see a lot of avenues for them. And that's what concerns me. I'm not fearing for my own life. I worry about the entire species of the planet with these type of people running it. Is there any way to get through to these elites, James, and get them to back down? They seem power drunk.
At this point, yeah, they should have caught a clue with the November election.
And or Brexit down. Or all the other globalist rebellions.
They didn't back down. They're doubling down. And that's evidence that they have no restraint whatsoever. And as I mentioned before, if it means crashing the economy or resorting to...
And that's another thing, James. How do they say we're trying to crash the economy to hurt Trump and they should be crucified for that?
Yeah, but they think that they're Teflon. They think they can't be stopped for advocating that or trying to make that happen, and that if they do make it happen, they think that they're invulnerable from being caught.
All right, we're back in 70 seconds. Five more minutes with James Leslie Rawl, survivalblog.com, on how we stop this, what we can do now. But, folks, the links are weapons in the truth war. You've got to get them out. You've got to get the links out. It's a war, folks. You've got to hammer the enemy.